Good day, friends. It's Monday, the 16th of March. And we live in interesting times, times when we can be apprehensive or fearful about the events that are taking place around the globe and in our own community. But it's also good for us to keep that rhythm of being still, to let the Lord minister to our body and mind, and to hear his word daily, to take us above where we are, to hear from the Creator what he may want to say for us this day. So I encourage you to hit pause again and just to be still. We pick up the story in Exodus chapter 6, verse 28, and into chapter 7. God has done so many things to prepare Moses to go and finally meet with Pharaoh. So what's Moses now going to do? He's ready to be there. Now, when the Lord spoke to Moses in Egypt, he said to him, "I am the Lord. Tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, everything I tell you." But Moses said to the Lord, "I speak with faltering lips. Why would Pharaoh listen to me?" Then the Lord said to Moses, "See, I have made you like God to Pharaoh, and your brother Aaron will be your prophet. You are to say everything I commanded you, and your brother Aaron is to tell Pharaoh to let the Israelites go out of his country. But I will harden Pharaoh's heart. Though I multiply signs and wonders in Egypt, he will not listen to you. I will lay my hand on Egypt, and with mighty acts of judgment I will bring out my divisions, my people, the Israelites. And the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I stretch out my hand against Egypt and bring the Israelites out of it." Moses and Aaron did just as the Lord had commanded. Moses was 80 years old and Aaron was 83 when they spoke to Pharaoh. Wow, finally the confrontation begins and we get elements of understanding from God what's going to take place. I find it interesting here that, "See, I have made you like God to Pharaoh." So the interesting parallel here is that this Bedouin, or this nomad guy called Moses, who's a stutterer, God has put him on equal plane with Pharaoh. In other words, you're just another leader of a people. So that would be an absolute insult to Pharaoh. Moses has the same authority as Pharaoh. And that would harden Pharaoh's heart immediately. So we see a sense God knew in advance that that would bring about a hardness, or his heart would become hardened through this act that God would do. Pride and a sense of authority being challenged by God. And here also we have Moses bringing up his faltering lips. He's looking at his own personal frailty instead of trusting again what the Lord had promised he would do, what Yahweh had said he would do. And these, both Aaron and Moses, are in their 80s. So that's fascinating that sometimes, no matter what age we are, we still have this faltering part of us that doesn't fully submit and trust that God is doing something in the most difficult times in our lives. So yes, friends, we are facing some unusual times, but again we come back to this foundation God's word is trustworthy. He can speak to us daily. And he commands us to continue to be his servants, whatever age and whatever obstacles are around us. And he will provide a way for us to endure, a way of escape, as written in the New Testament. God is able to do things step by step as we listen and submit to him. I just want to caution us a little bit as we face these health concerns. We're about to go into the plagues of Egypt. And I just want to make it clear that these things are specifically upon the nation of Egypt in response to Pharaoh's hardness and oppression of a vulnerable people for generations. And they were warned consistently and asked simply to let them go. So I see the plagues that we're going to see or aware of in the Exodus story as completely different than an indiscriminate virus that cuts across the righteous and the unrighteous, that is takes the innocent and the unwise. I don't see this as the hand of God. I see this as the hand of the evil one working to destroy God's creation. As Jesus said in John 10:10, I have come that you may have life and have it to the full. But the evil one has come to kill, steal, and destroy. So I see this as the hand of the evil one, maybe due to human foolishness and unwiseness, but given weight or given access through the hand of the one who opposes God's creation. So I just want to make that clear. I think this lays in the hand of the evil one. It is completely different than what God would bring particular judgments on times of particular generations when there's been adequate warning from error and a rejection of God, as in the Exodus story. I see this as a totally different circumstance to what we're facing now. So may you be encouraged that we trust a good God who wants to give us life and life to the full. I'm going to read from Proverbs 8. It's about wisdom, what it is to be wise, and where's the origin of wisdom for us to live. And it speaks as wisdom in the first person. Proverbs 8:22. The Lord brought me forth as the first of his works, before his deeds of old. I was formed long ago, at the beginning, when the world came to being. When there were no watery depths, I was given birth. When there were no springs overflowing with water, before the mountains were settled in place, before the hills, I was given birth. Before he made the world or its fields or any fertile dust of the earth, I was there when he set the heavens in place, when he marked out the horizon on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above and fixed securely the fountains of the deep, when he gave the sea its boundary so the waters would not overstep his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was consistently at his side. I was filled with delight day after day, rejoicing always in his presence, rejoicing in his whole world, and delighting in mankind. What beautiful words. Wisdom. The true gift of wisdom being created by God alongside giving direction to us if we ponder and think what it is to be wise in our time. The Lord has had and given us not only the wonders of creation, but he's given us the ability to think carefully and wisely on how the boundaries of the world are created, how the formations need to work in function, to have it seasoned adequately, sustaining one another. And it is us in the human realm who have done things in our world that has caused and brought about an obscuring or unsettling of God's good world. So we need more of his wisdom, don't we? Available to us, formed long ago, to live each day. So may we seek after God's wisdom in this world. God bless, friends. I'll talk to you on Wednesday. Be safe. Be at peace.